Perhaps we could do some of this conversation on the air.
I don't think we can, Wendy.
Would that be something we could do?
I don't think we can.
Our monthly friend is here. He hates when I say that.
Mike McNamara is here.
I like it.
Can I Snapchat this?
Yes. Sure.
Great.
Who are you?
I don't know. I'm a spunkle.
Mike is the director for programming for the Midwest Independent Film Festival, and we bring him in the first Tuesday of every month to talk about this film festival that is so important for filmmakers, not just in Chicago, but all throughout the Midwest, if not the galaxy.
Right. We're the only film festival in the country where we only show films that are made in Chicago and the Midwest. We're in our 12th year. We're here every first Tuesday, and we're going strong. So this is an awesome night for us. It's a really big night for us. Tonight we're showing all short films, all made in the Midwest, all directed by women.
Is the short film thing going on because of everybody's ADHD? Or because of you only have certain number of characters, or the video can only be so long?
Well, it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit everything. One, yes, these days, everyone's like, if it's longer than 3 minutes, I'm out of here.
Isn't that sad?
It's kind of, you know, and people are like, the doors are open. Anybody can make a film. It's like, right, but if you make a two-hour film, no one's going to watch it anymore because they, you know, people are like, I want, you know, this YouTube freaking Snapchat generation now that we've become.
But if it's good.
Man. And we have 15 amazing films tonight. It's a female filmmakers night, and this is just, it's an outstanding shorts program that I would put up against any shorts program in the country, and we're excited about it.
Let's not let the message be lost here. It's 15 films all directed by women, and boy, is that a good thing.
It really is. I thought you put in the boy thing with the women as part of it.
Or person, is that a good thing?
Oh, no.
And I say this because I see the numbers. I don't remember where
the numbers are nuts.
But over the last 3 years, if you look at all the feature films that have been made by the big studios in Hollywood, it's somewhere like it's under 8% have been directed by women, and that's injustice.
Sick.
Yeah, it should not be.
And it's not a talent thing. It's just not. I mean, you'll come to the films. You'll come see the films tonight. You'll see the shorts program. And if we had just said, hey, it's a shorts program, you know what I mean? And then at the end of the night, we said, oh, by the way, people would be like, what? You know, this is an awesome night. Right, exactly. So it's and it's part of the reason why we do it. You know, this is a great night of shorts. Just come and see some great films. And they happen to all be directed by women. But, you know, and all women that are making films in Chicago and Wisconsin and throughout the Midwest.
Good. You have brought one of those women with you.
Oh, I brought a guest. I brought a guest.
Oh, hello. I didn't know you could see me.
Are you Snapchatting right now?
This is Fawzia Mirza. She is one of the actors in the films and also co-wrote it. It's a fun comedy called Spunkle.
Yes, it is. And I did just Snapchat this entire conversation.
She discovered Snapchat like 20 minutes ago.
Isn't
and that's
fun?
All we've been doing.
I'm new to it as well.
It is kind of weird. And my younger brother said, welcome to summer 2015, sis. Like, wow, all right, great, thanks. Thanks for being so welcoming. I guess I should probably retire. And
how'd you make your video go that long on Snapchat? Isn't there a cutoff time?
I think that was 3 seconds.
Do you know how to work it?
Barely, but... I was reassured that just do whatever and put it out on the internet. It'll disappear in 24 hours. I'm sure Anthony Weiner was told the same thing.
I've heard this before.
Right.
I've heard this
Can somebody
before.
Else, this is a Snapchat question, totally unrelated.
I don't know.
Can somebody else save your Snap?
I think, not through the app, but you can take a screenshot of things. And I think that's kind of what people realize is that, oh, I can put anything on it. It'll disappear. Yeah, but people can screen grab it.
Right. Or they could tape it while watching it on your phone. I mean, right.
Very creepy that they're ready.
All right, I have to change my way I do things now. Whoops.
Fawzia, how did you become interested in filmmaking? I know you're also an actress and a writer, but the filmmaking part in particular, why?
Well, you know, when I moved to Chicago in 2000, I actually came for law school. So I am a recovering attorney who started... I actually worked in the IBM building for a minute. Thank God it only lasted that long. It was like a Snapchat lawyering. It was a Snapchat lawyering experience.
They Snapchatted it.
It was a Snapchat litigator.
It disappeared in 24
right,
hours.
Exactly. That's about how much money I made. Less than 24 hours worth. So I decided to become an actor just because it was that's where my true passion was. Mm-hmm. And as I started acting and learning the art of acting, I realized that, you know, casting is really confusing. And so people want to tell the stories the way they want to, or these stories they think matter or that people want to hear, which didn't include where my diversity or my stories or things that I felt I was a part of. So I started creating my own stuff. And I, you know, made a web series called Cam Kardashian about the long lost lesbian Kardashian sister. And then started making short films because, you know, what can you make? You can make, you didn't have Snapchat.
Right.
But you could.
You had to work harder.
Yeah, exactly. You had to try a little bit harder to make friends. But, you know, what can you personally make? And so I could make short films.
Yeah.
And that's where I started and started making more content. And yeah, the one that's screening tonight is the Chicago premiere at the Midwest Independent Film Festival of a short film called Spunkle, which was shot here, stars some great people in Chicago. I produced it, I co-wrote it, mm-hmm. and I might be one of the stars.
Maybe. Good.
A brief synopsis without giving too much away.
Fair enough. You didn't see all of our great eye contact. But yeah, it's basically about a couple, a female couple who decides to ask one of the women's brother who lives in the basement if he would be a sperm donor in the family.
Oh. Why was David Crosby busy? Wasn't that Melissa Etheridge's father of
the baby
kids?
Father.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he was busy.
He was busy. And he's not brown like me. So.
Oh.
Oh,
right.
So we were like, well, how do we make him brown? Ask the brown brother. That might help. David Crosby, what do you got in there?
No brown.
Yeah, once yet. You have the idea, what do you do next? I mean, it's one thing. Is that true? It probably is, right?
No, you know what it is? It's like I love coming up with ideas. So for me, there's a lot of people at places like Google might say ideating. But, you know, just coming up with ideas and brainstorming what works, what's fun, what speaks to you, what's the story you can tell or make. You know, what do you want to say and what would you cast yourself in? Mm-hmm. You know, what's a role perfect for you? So it kind of all stems from that and playing with stuff that people may not have heard of before or putting a spin on it. So we've heard of couples who want to get pregnant, but I feel like comedy is really a powerful way to talk about issues and to put maybe couples that you don't typically see on screen, whether it's, you know, two women in a couple or a South Asian Muslim couple who's asking the Muslim brother and not necessarily always the characters talking about those issues, but just by virtue of casting these people who have certain names, you are sort of changing the narrative. Mm-hmm. And I think comedy is a really powerful tool to change the narrative as well. Because once you're connecting and laughing with someone, everything else can kind of
fall by the wayside.
Exactly. Yeah.
Any personal stories in this movie?
I am not pregnant right now, nor seeking pregnancy. But, you know, it's sort of that question, like, what would happen if you asked a brother or I asked a brother or we asked a sibling, and what could that look like?
Yeah.
And how weird or funny and awkward could it be?
Where'd the money come from?
What money?
Because no matter how good the idea is, at some point you have to sit down with a clipboard and go, this is going to cost this and this is going to cost this. So what do you do to raise the funds?
Well, my clipboard says that I have an amazing executive producer named Nabila Rashid. I may also live with her.
Oh, that comes in handy. Good.
You're getting a good deal then. That's good.
She might be the production company and the production company. Yeah. Production company of the film and of my life. She's my partner and an amazing person. So she's the executive producer and also the director of the film, Lisa Donato, who's also one of the co-writers. She is also, her production company put in some funds as well.
Good.
So, and that for that short film, you know, it's sort of within... It was probably made for $20,000, which still isn't a lot.
But
in
that
terms
goes fast.
It's still a lot of money.
Yeah, believe me.
Which is also why short films keep happening.
Yes.
Because if you're going to make a feature, unless you're going to really, you know, go
run
and gun for 8 or 9 days. Yeah, right. Sometimes the budget dictates, well, let's make this short. Let's show them that we can make a great short for X amount of money. And then we can use that to possibly... sell the feature, or we can just make a great short and use that.
And even, I mean, it's a great way to sort of put a calling card out there. So I know another short film I made last year that did really well on the festival circuit called The First Session. I got my, you know, my literary agent and my manager out in LA they all came from seeing that work through the festivals. Oh, and good. They said, we
and
like
that was
this.
Simple. One room, three people, talk, six minutes, yeah. You know, so that's really a short film, especially in these days, is a great way to, like you said, get the word out there about yourself, your calling card. It's a way to present yourself.
It is like an audio video business card now.
And tonight,
totally.
Tonight, we're going to have 15 short films. There's everything from literally a 30-second stop-motion animation piece, which is awesome, to a 15-minute short that is longer form. And, you know, all directed by women. All the filmmakers are going to be there. And it's just going to be an incredible night. It's at Landmark Century Center Cinema, 2828 North Clark. We've got about 20 tickets left until we're sold out. Uh-oh. So run to MidwestFilm.com.
Run.
And this is your only chance to see these films, you know, is here. It's not like they're going to be on iTunes or something later. This is it.
All right. We'll continue this discussion in just a little bit. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
And we have Mike McNamara in the studio, director of programming for the Midwest Independent Film Festival. It really truly is the only place in the world to see films based from the Chicago, Milwaukee, Midwest area.
It's the only film festival on the planet where we only show films that are made in the Midwest. If it's not made around here, it's not even eligible to be considered. So when you come to our fest, you're always going to see films that are made in Chicago and the Midwest. Those films, obviously, they go to other festivals. It's just other festivals are like, we show this, we show that.
Yeah.
We are solely dedicated to the Chicago Midwest filmmaking community. And it's our 12th year. Come check it out. Be a part of it. It's an amazing night. We every night, every first Tuesday, I put that on par with opening night for any film festival around the country. It's a blowout.
And having been there myself several times, the crowds are extremely enthusiastic. I love seeing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to go see a feature film and you kind of know the franchise, but you see a bunch of people sitting there seeing new projects and that worked up. It's really fun to see the enthusiasm.
The energy, the excitement's all there. There's a ton of filmmakers there. There's a bunch of film lovers there. You know, some people are like, well, I don't make film. Well, I don't want to. You could just come out and just grab some popcorn and enjoy some great films, and it's going to be an awesome night.
Are you doing question and answer after all 15 of these or only some of them tonight?
So after we show the films, then we'll bring up the filmmakers and do like a 10-15 minute Q&A with, I think we're going to have almost all the filmmakers there.
Including Fazia Mirza.
Who's right here kicking it.
We might do a choreographed dance as well.
Wouldn't that be refreshing?
You know what I mean? I mean, we all have Q&As, but what about the Q&A plus dance?
Then you got a show.
I feel like that's something we should do.
Just so you know, I'm holding you to that now. So
I might have roots in Bollywood. So.
All right. All right, so a producer's panel right there in the theater. And
we have a good guest.
Why don't you mention this?
So we just found out last night, actually, that Saturday Night Live great Julia Sweeney is going to be headlining the panel tonight. So
that's great.
Doors are at 6, and then right in the theater at 6:30, we have a panel. We're going to have, actually, Amy Guth is going to be on the panel as well from WGN Radio.
Never heard of her.
And
wonderful
Melissa Thornley is going to be moderating it. We're going to have Julia Sweeney. A lot of people don't know. She lives in the Chicagoland area, and she's going to be jumping in. So we're thrilled. We're ecstatic, and it's just going to be amazing. And then right after that, we go right into the films.
Very nice.
And 15 of them, you said.
Yeah, ranging from 30 seconds to 15 minutes. It's just a full range. Music videos, animation, longer form, comedy, drama, all of it.
Fozzie, what was the biggest challenge for you while making this film?
Spunkle, by the way.
Spunkle is the film.
Fun to say.
Well,
Spunkle.
Making Spunkle, the challenge was probably just trying to do everything in 2 days. So when
did
you
do this whole thing in 2 days?
Yeah, it's an 11-minute film, and you know, yes, we were lucky to have some money, but you are literally kind of trying to figure out how to make it all happen very, very quickly, and you don't have more time. And so with filmmaking, whether it's a short film or a feature-length film, there's always the film you think about in your head, the one you write down on paper, the film that gets shot, and then the film that gets edited.
Right.
So it was fascinating to try to make sure we got everything in 2 days, and then also edit it into the perfect little package that we wanted.
How many sets in 2 days?
One set.
It was all done in one place?
It was done in one place. Like different rooms, but one place.
I forgot my question now.
No.
I did.
How many sets? I asked, and it was a good question.
But see, all right, here's what would be hard for me.
Someone's prepared.
Well, I just it slipped my mind. When you're making it, you said it's 11 minutes long. Yeah. You didn't have a time limit in length. It's just that's what it took to tell your story. Isn't it so hard, the post-production and editing?
Well, thank God I don't do that. But
but you sit, you probably sit in for it, even though you're not, right?
Yeah, I totally have sat in it and given producer notes, and et cetera. But I think for me, the guideline is, you know, and a lot of festival programmers will tell you, if you're unless you're, you know, somebody who's making a point by making a much longer short film, keep your short film 15 minutes or under.
Really?
And because otherwise people are like, well, why didn't you just make a feature film? Why didn't you just do that? Or why are you doing that? If you spent that much money to make it that 50 minutes, why didn't you just make it 75?
Yeah.
And so for me, my sweet spot in short filmmaking is under 15. And the last film I made was 6 minutes because it felt like that was really digestible. The film before that was 3 minutes, which the thing festival programmers will tell you, big festivals, small festivals, it's a really easy slot to program. 3 minutes, and people want transition films. They don't always get comedy, so doing something comedic is really fun because a lot of people want to make really dramatic movies, which is wonderful. But if you're watching 10 movies, you need a break emotionally. So having a comedy cut through is nice.
And I think more than anything, you've got to earn the minutes on the screen. It's a weird way to think about it, but if you really look at it, if you have a 35-minute short, okay, but you're creating challenges for yourself. You have to earn those 35 minutes, you know, because I program the Midwest Independent Film Festival, but I also help out with Sundance and a few other big fests around the country, so I'm watching a lot of these films, and it's like if you have a two-hour film, a two-and-a-half-hour film, that's fine, but you have to earn those minutes. And that's when it gets tough, what you guys are saying, in the editing room, when it should be an hour and a half, but you've put so much heart and time into these other scenes, and at the end of the day, really, all anyone cares about is what's on the screen. So
I should learn how to edit myself someday, because that's what I mean. It's very hard for me to edit. I just kind of go. So that, to me, would be the hardest part.
It's true, though. I guess I have never had children, so I don't really know the truth of this, but you have to cut off and let go of your babies. You know, whether it's something wonderful you love, a scene, a moment, a look, a word, you just have to say, I love you, thank you, you had purpose, but goodbye.
At least you can do that. You should help me do that with my life.
Let's do it. You know what? I'm going to open a consulting firm.
Let's do it. Life editing.
It's beautiful. One of the films that you'll see tonight at the Midwest Independent Film Festival is Fawzi Mirza's film. It's called Spunkle, but there are 14 others, all of them great in their old way. Mike, again, the best way to find out, there's only a limited number of seats available.
Only about 20, 25 tickets left till we're fully sold out, 300-seat theater. You can get those at midwestfilm.com. You can go and buy them right online, and go do that. 6 p.m. tonight, Landmark Century Center Cinema, 2828 North Clark. Lots of great films. Julia Sweeney from Saturday Night Live. It's going to be an amazing night.
Very good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
A quick break, then the news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.